Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this prophetic broadcast. You are welcome to this special day, the 25th day of the month of February, year 2021. We want to appreciate God for his protection upon your family. We want to thank God for how God has been making you a regular listener to this broadcast. We want to thank God for grace he has given to us also to make this broadcast live every day. We want to thank God for his mercy. We want to thank God for his wonders over our lives. Wherever you are, I just want you to begin to bless his name. I want you to begin to worship his name. I want you to begin to adore him. Just thank the Lord for his grace. Thank the Lord for his mercy. Thank the Lord for his wonders. Thank the Lord for what he has done. Thank the Lord for what he's going to do. Thank the Lord for his hand of power. Thank the Lord for his loving kindness. Thank the Lord for his wonders. Thank the Lord for what he has done and what you continue to do. Begin to bless his name. Begin to worship him. Begin to adore him. Begin to give him glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, we are going to pray three prayer points as we go on now. Understand that today is 25th. Very, very soon, the whole month of February will be winding up. In the next few days, you will just find out the month of February had gone. So that is why we need to pray, or has gone. That's why we need to pray, and we need to pray aggressively. These three prayers we are going to pray now, I want you to get yourself soaked into these prayers. Pray it very, very well. Shout it loud and clear. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the bondage of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the bondage of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the bondage of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the bondage of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the bondage of my father's house. In the name of Jesus Christ, blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from the bondage of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the bondage of my father's house. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the bondage of my father's house. In Jesus' name we pray. That is very important. We're going to pray the second one loud and clear. Say, every witchcraft captivity over my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft captivity over my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft captivity over my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft captivity over my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft captivity over my life, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray the third one very well. Say, any power using witchcraft to oppress me in the dream, die in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me in the dream, in Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, yesterday I was talking about disgracing your Aman, disgracing the spirit of Aman. And yesterday we made some analysis and explanation about who Aman was. Aman's personality had gone, but the spirit of Aman is still operating, and is operating in this last day. We need to understand that this is the last day. The Bible says the last days is characterized by perilous time. So we are in the last days, and this spirit of Aman is operating in this last days aggressively. And that is why we need to learn how we can pray aggressively, learn how we can use the instrument of prayers to deliver ourselves from this the spirit operating in this last days. Yesterday I told you that Aman happened to be the son of Amadatha, the Agagite. And he advanced to his seat, you know, as a second in command to King Ahasuerus. And then, you know, being there too, he was there as a second in command, but the hatred for the people of the Lord is still there in him. No, that means that there are people, there are personality that though they are even in good position, but they still be envy those who have not reached their level. They don't want to see them around. So what is the spirit of Aman? The spirit of Emma is the spirit of last days, really, and a spirit that is walking around in these last days. Well, we need to understand what is the spirit of Aman. Number one, the spirit of Aman is the spirit of evil conspiracy. Aman conspired together. Aman rented people. Aman gave money to people. Aman gave money to set up people to wipe away the Jew. So the spirit of Aman is the spirit of evil conspiracy. The spirit of Aman is a waster spirit. The spirit of Emma is a spirit that demands for worship. The spirit of Emma is a spirit of family destruction. The spirit of Emma is a spirit of untimely death. The spirit of Emma is what we call sadist spirit. The spirit of Emma is a spirit that seeks for evil respect. The spirit of Emma is a spirit of destiny and abortion. The spirit of Emma is a spirit of yoke revival. The spirit of Emma is a spirit of a terminator. It's a terminator spirit. Is a spirit that suppresses the head of people. The spirit of Emma is a raging spirit in the last day. The spirit of Emma is the spirit behind children killers or children killing. The spirit of Emma is a merciless destroyer. The spirit of Emma is the spirit of evil planner. Is a spirit that hired to kill people. It is an unrepentant enemy. Is a spirit of high witchcraft. That is the spirit of Emma. Is a spirit of hatred, is a spirit of bitterness, is a spirit that operates in ethnic prejudice, is a spirit of testimony barrier. What is the spirit of Emma? Is a spirit of evil reporter. What is the spirit of Emma? Is a spirit of scattering powers. What is the spirit of Emma? Is a spirit that exploits other people to get elevation. What is the spirit of Emma? Is a grave digging spirit. What is the spirit of Emma? Is a spirit that is not going to be pacified, no matter how you beg, how you try to calm that spirit. All that the spirit desire is to see that you are not in existence. So it's a terminator, a spirit that want to terminate people. That kind of spirit should not be joked with. That kind of spirit should not just be played with. The Bible says right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violence taken by force. If you read it in Exodus chapter 7, you will find out that Emma was a desperate destroyer. All that Emma had, it was still bending in destroying the people of Jew. So that kind of spirit is a dangerous spirit. If that kind of spirit is in the life of anyone and you are working with that fellow, you must know how to pray, because it will not want to see you around. It doesn't want to know whether you are doing well. It doesn't want to know whether you are even, you know, respecting him. That spirit is a spirit that doesn't want to see you around. It's a very dangerous spirit. And that is the kind of spirit that is operating in these last days. We are going to pray. We are children of God. Should pray against any spirit that want to dominate our destiny. Any spirit that want to waste our effort. Any spirit that will say, no, you cannot rise up. Any spirit that want to suppress our head must be contended against with aggression. The spirit of Emma is a spirit that will not allow you to receive promotion. It's a spirit that will not allow you to move forward in life. It's a spirit that will not allow you to get the benefit. It's a spirit that is going to sit on your gratuity. It's a spirit that is going to sit on your pension. It's a spirit that will make sure that what belongs to you is not getting to your hand. It's a spirit that does not want you to rise. It's a spirit that just sees you, just hates you. Is a spirit that hates your existence. Is a killer spirit. Is a spirit that hire people to waste people. That is the spirit of Aman. And that spirit is a dangerous spirit. Any personality, any power operating the spirit of Aman against you, against your family, against your destiny, that very power shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you are not saved, you cannot fight against that kind of spirit if it's operating. Because the spirit of high witchcraft, I call it the spirit of high witchcraft. So what you need to do, confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to deliver you. Tell the Lord to touch your life. Begin to do that now. I give you just 30 seconds to talk to the Lord. Makandele sheteleba. Limpramuse tukaba. Ipramuse kilikiribu shandayaka. Rata kilipunti. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, we are going to pray. These seven prayers we are going to pray now. You are going to see the result of this prayer within 24 hours, within 48 hours, within 72 hours. But you need to pray very well. When you are dealing with the spirit of a man, you have to invoke the law of divine substitution. You have to invoke it. I think I'm going to talk about that, how you can invoke the law of divine substitution. You are going to invoke it. You are going to deal with it by invoking the law of divine substitution. Oh, you are going to pray aggressively. The law of divine substitution is, those who have dug grave for you should enter into their grave. That is just the law of divine substitution. Those who throw stone against you, the stone should go back to them. That is the law of divine substitution. We are going to pray now with holy madness. Seven aggressive prayers. I want you to pray very well. Say, any power using the period of the night to steal from me, in the name of Jesus, any power using this period of the night to steal from me, in the name of Jesus, any power using the period of the night to steal from me, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power masquerading as a friend, but is my major enemy, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any power of masquerading as a friend, but is a major enemy, be disgraced. Any power masquerading as a friend, but is a major enemy, be disgraced. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout it loud and clear. Say, Coven Aman assigned against my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Coven Aman assigned against my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Coven Aman assigned against my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Coven Aman assigned against my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Coven Aman assigned against my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Coven Aman assigned against my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power that has taken my name to a native doctor to harm me, in the name of Jesus. Any power that has taken my name to a native doctor to harm me, in the name of Jesus. Any power that has taken my name to a native doctor to harm me, in the name of Jesus. Any power that has taken my name to a native doctor to harm me, in the name of Jesus. Any power that has taken my name to a native doctor to harm me, in Jesus' name we pray. Shout it loud and clear. Say, evil conspiracy against my elevation, scattered in the name of Jesus. Evil conspiracy against my elevation, scattered in the name of Jesus. Evil conspiracy against my elevation, scattered in the name of Jesus. Evil conspiracy against my elevation, scattered in the name of Jesus. Evil conspiracy against my elevation, scattered in the name of Jesus. Evil conspiracy against my elevation, scattered in the name of Jesus. Evil conspiracy against my elevation, scattered now, scatter now, scatter now, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any personality using witchcraft to attack me, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Any personality using witchcraft to attack me, destroy yourself. Any personality using witchcraft to attack me, destroy yourself. Any personality using witchcraft to attack me, destroy yourself in Jesus' name. Pray this next prayer, is very important. Say, you the night hear the word of the Lord, refuse to cooperate to my enemy. You the day hear the word of the Lord, refuse to cooperate to my enemy. We have the day and the night that make a day. The day, the night makes a day. So we are going to pray. Say, you the night and you the day, refuse to cooperate to my enemy in the name of Jesus. You the night and you the day, refuse to cooperate with my enemy. Refuse to cooperate with my enemy. Refuse to cooperate with my enemy. In Jesus' name, we pray. Take your bottle of oil now. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you can get a bottle of water beside. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I stand against every activity of darkness. I stand against every evil conspiracy. I stand against every evil aggression. I stand against every negative prayer. I stand against every evil decision. I stand against every evil decision against your destiny. I command them to scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. I present this water before you, O Lord. Father, turn this water to become fire. Let this oil become anointed. This oil in our hand and this water become divine vaccine in the name of Jesus Christ. Become divine tonic. Become divine tablet. This oil receive the fire of deliverance. This oil be mixed with the blood of Jesus. This oil carry the power of the Holy Ghost. This oil become moved by fire. Moved by fire. In the name of Jesus, wherever this oil is taken to, fire shall move there. Fire of deliverance, fire of healing, fire for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing of the Holy Ghost shall resident into this oil and water, and the resurrection power shall go into this oil and water now. In Jesus' name, pray. Now take the oil, and if it's the water you have, you can take any one that you have now. Anoint your head. Anoint your head. And you shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, any power calling my name in the covenant of witchcraft to destroy me, ah, in the name of Jesus, any power calling my name in the covenant of witchcraft to destroy me, ah, in the name of Jesus, any power calling my name in the covenant of witchcraft to destroy me, in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Say, I cover all the organs of my body with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover all the organs of my body with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover all the organs of my body with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover all the organs of my body with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your belly now, your belly button. Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening. Shout this prayer very aggressively and don't forget it. Any power cooking any organ of my body in a pot, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking any organ of my body in a pot of darkness, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking any organ of my body in a pot of darkness, in the name of Jesus, any power cooking any organ of my body in the pot of darkness, in Jesus' name, pray. If you notice any of your organ of the body is not functioning very well, or you notice that your system is not functioning very well, you notice that some organs of your body, they are not functioning as they're supposed to function, you are going to pray that prayer very well, very well, very well. Say it very well. If you can mention the name of the organ, if it's liver, you will say, any power cooking my liver in the pot of darkness, die. When you begin to pray it like that, for the next 10 minutes, you will notice a relief and deliverance. If it's your leg, say, any power cooking my leg in the pot of darkness, die. Then you spend about 5 minutes on it, or 10 minutes, or 15 minutes. You will know. In fact, don't stop the prayer until you notice a change. Yes. If it's your hand, you say, any power cooking my hand in the pot of darkness, die. In the name of Jesus, any power cooking my hand in the pot of darkness, there, in the power cooking my hand in the pot of darkness, there, in Jesus. If it's your womb, you will say, any power cooking my womb in the pot of darkness, there, in the name of Jesus. Any power cooking your womb in the pot of darkness, there. You spend about 10 minutes on that prayer, and you will see a very, 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 very powerful release of God's hand upon you, and a total deliverance will take place. Anoint your two hands now. Father, I pray that every chain on this hand shall be cut off. The blessing of God shall come upon this hand in the name of Jesus Christ. We stretch forth your two hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command this hand to receive letter of celebration. I command this hand to receive letter of congratulation. I command this hand to carry good thing. I command this hand to be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Expect testimony right now. It's done in Jesus' name. I pray for your legs. Anoint your legs. Your legs shall not be feeble. Your legs shall not be weak. Your legs shall not be amputated. The glory of God shall cover your leg. and your leg will take you to the land of fulfillment in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to bless every one of you as you have been listening to this broadcast. Share this broadcast with your friend. Let them be blessed also. Let them receive the blessing, because the blessing of God has been attached to this broadcast, and this broadcast is doing wonders in the life of people, both near and far, and both who are here and those who are in diaspora. Make sure that you spread it across to them. Get it across to your friend across the nation. Let them be blessed, and God is going to do wonders more in your life as you are doing that in Jesus' name. I appreciate what God has been doing already. I appreciate a lot of testimony coming to us, and the Lord will give us more testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. The Lord is going to bless you with twins and triplets this year. Just mark my word, it's going to be established. And you have not settled in marriage, don't worry. Just continue to cry unto the Lord that my own divine partner should locate me. And within the next 3 months, there are going to be testimony. Your business has crashed down. You have not been able to know even how to stand up again. You don't know how to gather money again. Let me tell you something. When you constantly listen to this broadcast, God is going to make a way for you where there's no way. I decree now that helpers shall come from the north, from the south, from the east and west, and they shall locate you. They shall lift you up and promote you, and your business will rise up again, and rise up now in a very galloping way in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that all of you here who are parents and your children are not doing well, every spell and yoke of darkness upon those children shall be broken in Jesus' name, and they shall begin to do well. There shall be grace of God upon your life. If you are sick, I command you to be healed. If you are diseased, I command you to rise up from that chain. Any infirmity in your life shall be broken. God shall deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you have not had an encounter with Jesus, make sure every day you have an encounter with him. Take your time, read the word of God, study the word of God very well. If there's any portion of the word of God you have read, you are confused about it, or you are not clear, you can call on us, you can send information to us, we'll explain it. As we move in this last day, you must learn to pray, you must learn to read the word of God, you must learn to live a holy life, you must learn to have aggressive faith, you must learn also to fast, and you must learn also to worship and praise God. All these are very, very important as we go in these last days. Just get ready every time, because Jesus may return at any moment. And when he returns, I believe he will be able to meet with us, and we'll meet with God doing well and prepare. We will not be like a foolish virgin, but we'll be like a wise virgin in the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless you in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across to us, you can send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Or you can come to our place at First Target, 7th Avenue, Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close. Opposite Alakija bus stop. If you ask any Okada man, they will definitely take you and bring you to the place. May God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.